Hey everyone, welcome back to TCO Performance Center Wobby, joined by Vikings Radio Network analyst Pete Bursich. It's the offseason, but he's still working because he's here to tell you about new Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins. But first, welcome to TCO Performance Center, Pete.
I know, it's a pretty amazing building. It's completely different than Winter Park. Winter Park, as we know, is outdated, but I know this isn't the final resting place
of
the
not.
VEN, but it's exciting to be here. It's an amazing place.
This is a makeshift production, but it's going to be a good one because it's about Kirk Cousins. You like the signing?
I do. I mean, one of the things that you want to keep in mind, people keep equating the signing with the money, and is he worth it? We're going to see some film, because you can talk about all you want, but when you can show it on film, you can actually show the viewers what he does that's so special, I think it's going to make everybody very, very excited for this fall.
All right, let's roll the tape and check it out. Take it away, Pete.
All right. Okay, one of the things we'll see out of Kirk Cousins is his effectiveness in the red zone. And in this case, what the Redskins are doing is you'll see three tight ends lined up. Right, and then you have a tailback, so you're going to think, if you're a defender for the New York Giants, you're thinking run. This is an opportunity for Cousins to show his ability to run play actions. Offside, off to the left, fakes. And the hard part here is that he turns his back on the defense, and that's always a risk for the quarterback because he cannot see any pressure off the backside. He's trusting in this play. So he turns his back, he steps up. He looks over in this direction. So if you see him set up right here, before he sets up right there, he's looking either midfield or this way, and that holds the safety a little bit. And what they're trying to do is open up this area of the field, and you'll see the receiver run a stab route right on the outside. So Cousins does an amazing job, and we'll see this in other plays, in looking off safeties and giving them to think that, yeah, this ball is going to go on the outside. It's going to go to this wheel route down here. But it's not. It plants his foot. This is a 30-yard throw in the air, and it's right on the money. That's the other part that you're going to see out of Cousins in this film is his accuracy and his ability to get the ball down the field and get it right where it needs to be in tight coverage.
And on that one, Pete, arm strength, too. It went down as a 14-yard touchdown, but like you said, that was probably a 30-yard throw.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just distance. That's not even counting from the hash mark to the, you know, to the corner. So red zone again. Completely different type of a look here, though, Wobby. You have what? One. You have five receivers lined out. They may not all be wide receivers, but they're spreading the Dallas Cowboys defense out. And this is a play where Cousins does an unbelievably good job of looking off and making the Dallas defenders go the wrong way. So he steps up. He gets the snap. He sees a combination man that they're playing. Mm-hmm. He's looking to his right. He sees this route is going to be covered. This route's going to be covered. And he sees that this lurker is coming down. He's not dropping in the middle of the field, but he's coming down. So now, where is the open part of the field? Right here in the middle. And he knows he has one-on-one coverage with his receiver up the middle.
And watch this, because I think he's going to take a hit here.
That's the other thing, too. You talk about the toughness. He has right here a defensive lineman right in his face. He delivers this ball quickly. Can't really set his feet. He can't step into the throw. This is a back foot throw. Talk about it all the time, a back foot throw, but watch where this ball lands. It's exactly where it needs to be, right on time, right in the back of the end zone. This guy's covered, right? He's covered. For all intents and purposes, you can barely get a sheet of paper in between these guys. That's how tightly he's covered, but he's still able to get the football in there. But it's a combination. It's pre-snap awareness. It's looking off a safety and then taking the ball, getting it to where it needs to go, but then the accuracy as well.
That's red zone here, huh?
More red zone. Another three wide receiver set, bunched up. Here it is again. The play fake. Turns his back on the defense. So right here, he doesn't know what's going on. He's able to look up and freeze these linebackers. Watch these linebackers. They're the ones that are in charge of the middle of the field. These guys are stepping up. They still are on the play fake. That opens up this area right here because this corner is outside heavy. He's not going to be able to get outside.
Sure.
He's going to want to get in here, but it's a tight throw. Over the top of the linebacker. So this isn't a pass here. This is a finesse throw. He's not putting a lot of mustard on his throw. He's just trying to get it over the linebackers and into the hands of the wide receiver. And I think you really appreciate this from an end zone angle. And you want to know why quarterbacks get paid what they do.
Yes.
You want to know why these guys get guaranteed money. After this play fake, when he looks up, that ball is being thrown right here.
You can barely see the receiver in the screen.
You cannot even see the receiver in the screen. He's running full speed across to the back of the end zone. And as of right now, he's barely even in the picture. And that's where he throws the football. So that ball is being thrown right there, right on time. I mean, that's an amazing thing. Yeah. It's not something that you can just get up out of bed and do. That's why these quarterbacks make what they do.
Yep.
This case here, deep threat. Talk about deep threat, but it is the finesse. It's the little things that a quarterback does well. And if you notice, and you have to look closely, as he gets to the top of his drop, mm-hmm. he is going to turn his shoulders this way. Why is he doing that? Because he knows the safety is lurking. It's a middle open, meaning you have two deep safeties. You have a corner who's favoring the outside. So the weakness of any type of two deep is normally right down the middle of the field. And how is he going to open it? Right now, it's not open because this guy's standing here. But he gives just the most subtle of shoulder nods right there. Yep. If you see him right there at the top of his drop, he gives that shoulder nod. That settles the safety down. Watch his back pedal. He tightens down. He puts that right foot in. That's what that shoulder fake does, but it opens up that post right there. So not only is he looking this mm-hmm. receiver open, mm-hmm. but he's able to throw this football. And this is, you talk about outside, yeah. this is almost a 60-yard throw in the air.
And this is 2 years ago when he's thrown to DeSean Jackson. That man is fast.
He's very, very fast.
And DeSean Jackson is not slowing down to get this.
No.
Cousins got it out there.
Exactly. But keep in mind, if you watch Jackson's route, the route isn't what's making him come open.
Yeah.
He never breaks stride. He's just turning his shoulders and then bending and bananaing that route back in behind him. It's the shoulder nod of the quarterback yep. that gets this receiver to bite, because he's the safety's worried about the dig right here in front of him, because you can see the middle of this part of the field is wide open
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
And then this guy has that kind of speed. Jackson has that kind of speed to get behind the safety. Slight shoulder nod, and then here it is, a 54-yard throw right on the money. I mean, he has the safety draped over his back. It's the only spot that it can be open, and he gets it there.
You know, the last three quarterbacks who have started for the Vikings, going back to Teddy in 15, Sam in 16, and Case last year, pretty much had career seasons in this structure, the Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman Vikings structure. If Kirk Cousins has a career year in 2018, we're going to be hard to beat.
No, I really imagine this. Kirk Cousins, the last three seasons, his Redskin defense has been ranked 26th or less. 26th, 27th, 28th. He's walking into this building with all the noise, with a number one scoring defense in the league. And we've been up at the top for the last 3 years, so you expect that to continue. Yeah. So he doesn't have to think he has to go into a game and say, I have to outscore this opponent. It's going to be a shooting match. He can play smart football. He can be a little bit more conservative, because what we also saw out of those quarterbacks was a good ratio from touchdowns and interceptions. Yeah. You just don't want to turn the ball over and give the other team's offense added possessions. Kirk Cousins is going to be dynamic, I think, in this environment.
Yeah, that's how you get in Mike Zimmer's doghouse, yeah. throw interceptions and put his defense exactly in a tough right. spot. Kirk Cousins is going to stay away from that, but we hope you stay here for more Vikings analysis from Pete Bursich.